This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham voters go to the polls Tuesday to elect council members in three districts. Turnout in the special election is expected to be low, but interest is high in District 6. It's an area that covers UAB, Titusville, and parts of West Birmingham. That raises more than twice the number of candidates than the other contests. Residents say there's lots of work ahead for whoever wins the seat. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
On a recent Saturday morning on Center Street near Legion Field, several small tents are set up on the lawn at Tabernacle Baptist Church. A group plays Afro-Brazilian music as people trickle in to buy watermelons, preserves, and organic lemonade.
You know, I've run out of my preserves. So I'll be
That's Majadi Baruti, the market manager. The Smithfield Dynamite Hill Community Land Trust and Tabernacle sponsor the market twice a month on Saturdays. Baruti says it helps fill a void in West Birmingham.
This is crucial because we have no food. There is no food in District 6. There is no food in District 9, from what I've seen.
District 6 includes most of UAB and a vibrant area full of restaurants and new apartments. But just down the road on 6th Avenue South toward West Birmingham, the picture is different. Abandoned houses dot what used to be a community retail corridor back in the day. A popular soul food restaurant in the neighborhood closed a few years ago. Residents of District 6 say all of that development around UAB is great, but they say they want quality grocery stores and restaurants in their neighborhoods too. Dorothy Scott is president of the district's Woodland Park Neighborhood Association.
We're getting older, we need more amenities close to home, okay? And we don't have that.
Scott says her neighbors want a place where they can get together for meals or a cup of coffee. They also want recreation programs for seniors, similar to the ones in more affluent suburbs.
All the communities have senior citizens, but most black areas don't. Homewood got it. Vestavia got it. We don't have that, and we should have that.
Some change is happening in District 6. D.C. Blocks recently opened a large data center in Titusville, less than a mile from UAB. Loveman Village, a public housing community, is being revamped into modern townhomes called the Villas at Titusville. And private investors are tearing down old cinder block apartments with plans for new housing. Neighborhood leaders hope all that development will draw new homeowners to the area. There's also a plan to tear down abandoned houses, build new ones, and bring in more retail. Sheila Tyson, former District 6 councilwoman, says the area will be hard to recognize in a few years.
It's going to be amazing. I'll say 2023. You won't know where you're walking at when you walk through there. It's going to be, you're not going to know the area.
When Tyson was elected to the Jefferson County Commission in 2018, the council appointed Crystal Smitherman to replace her. There are 2 years remaining in the term. Smitherman is running to keep the seat, but she faces six challengers. Tyson says there's lots of interest because the district is in good position for growth, especially with its proximity to UAB. The list of candidates includes community activists and neighborhood leaders. In addition to Smitherman, there's Carlos Chavers Jr., Latonya Milhouse, Onyemi Williams, Willeen Boddy, Keith Williams, and Clarence Muhammad. Polls open at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.
This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.
Impeachment might stand in the way of President Trump's re-election, but so might other Republicans who are challenging